Hi, my name is Gideon Gable, and I'm a junior at West Valley High School, and I'm going to be sharing my testimony. I've been raised in a Christian home, and I've always believed in God, and because of that, I just assumed I was going to heaven, and I didn't need to worry about the sins I was committing. I could just ask for forgiveness, and it would all be okay. And this mindset got me into a lot of trouble. The first thing that really sticks in my mind is in second grade, I took candy off someone's desk. And that seems small, but it paved the way for my sinful mindset. As I grew up, it got worse and worse. Went from taking candy to money from my parents. With all this sinning that I felt was okay, my sins just got worse rather than ending. When I was 12, I started vaping, and one thing led to another, and once I got to high school, I began smoking weed. I definitely knew the effects it could have on me. Especially as a runner, I could feel the changes in my health. But the desire for the high blinded my need for change. The addiction grew, and it went on for over a year. No matter if I got caught or got sick, I would continue. I was stuck, and I felt like I was never going to stop. I didn't want to, but God was at work, even if I tried to ignore it. As much as I thought I needed to smoke, I always had the thought in the back of my mind saying that I needed God. I would pray and repent almost every night, but I started to realize that I was only doing that because it was wrong, not because I was seeking a change. I knew I needed to get closer to God, so I began reading my Bible and writing a journal daily starting October 1st of this last year. And God began to work in my heart more and more. He was reminding me and teaching me things I thought I already knew but had forgotten or chosen to ignore. And I began to feel worse and worse, as I wanted to get closer to God, but still had this sin in my life, keeping me from growing closer. I thought every day how I should quit, and I prayed, and I asked God to help me, but I felt stuck in this addiction, and it continued. Now it's January, and I started a Bible study to hopefully find a closer connection with God and to help others. But as I began sharing what I've been learning and talking about how we should be acting, I realized that sin had to be cut out before I could grow with God. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act." This helped me see why I couldn't build a more personal relationship with God. I had to commit my life to him. And I knew some of the guys in my Bible study were struggling with the same things. And I was seeing that as much as I wanted to help them, I needed to take the log out of my own eye before I could start working on helping others. So finally, when I got over myself and my own desire, I knew I had to put an end to the smoking, and I figured it would be easier if I had some people to do it with me. So I brought it up in the Bible study, and we discussed doing it together. We decided to start March 1st. So I finally quit, along with some of my friends, and began to commit my life to Christ. I started to trust God, and all the heavy burdens I felt I was carrying just disappeared. I didn't have any urges or desires to go back to the addiction. I was finally finding peace. But it couldn't stop there. I was still telling everyone at the Bible study how we need to cut out everything that could cause us to sin. Isaiah 52:11 says, "Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord." I realized I needed to do these things before I could ask anyone else to. So I began striving to cut out everything that I felt could possibly lead me to sin. So that started with the music I was listening to, the shows I was watching, just even the thoughts in my head. I had to cut everything out that could tempt me to sin. This was no easy task. It meant changing everything about my life. And that was hard in my mind. But once I gave it to God, everything became a whole lot easier. And ever since then, I felt God working in mighty ways throughout my life, helping me through hard situations and just guiding me and teaching me in so many ways. I've seen it a lot in my Bible study. As I've been preparing discussions, I'll pray and open my Bible to what seems like a random passage and begin reading. Then when it's time for the Bible study, before we start, we'll talk about the week, and the guys will ask questions. Then as we read whatever God's led me to, the questions are answered, and you can just feel God's presence working and answering every question we have and teaching us so many new things. And it feels amazing, and I'm so thankful to no longer feel like a slave to sin, but alive in Christ. Thank you.